Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening. Amen. Amen. You guys can go ahead and be seated. And we are going to move as a part of our worship into what we call our Go Time, which stands for Global Outreach, where we talk about what God is doing in and through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. Wes is going to come up and lead us through this time. He's going to talk to us a little bit about our Easter and Do Good Friday and things that are happening. But this is not an announcement time, Wes. This is a time for us to be focused on what God is doing and join Him in that. I feel like one of the ways we're going to do that today is through prayer. Absolutely. And so take it away.
Thanks, Brandon. Yes, like Brandon said, this is not an announcement time. These are things that we've been announcing. But what we want to do is we want to take time today out of our service and really devote ourselves to prayer. Because one of the things that we have been saying since we started this church a few years ago was that unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain. And that unless the Lord watches over the city watchmen labor in vain. And so what we recognize is that as we are working and as we are preparing for Easter, we are laboring. It is work. It is work. In fact, we have things to do that are work, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. But we recognize that unless God does it, we're just out here working for nothing. So we want to make sure that we have our hearts right, that we have our minds right, and that we are submitting everything that we're doing to the Lord because it's Him who does the work. All we can do is provide people opportunity, but it's the Lord who changes hearts. Amen. Amen. So I want to talk a few logistics, and then we're going to spend some time in prayer. Can we do that? Is that good? This means yes in every language. Okay, great. Thanks. So we got a couple of things for you. The first thing is that we recognize that Easter is one of the most important Sundays in the year because this is the day that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That was your moment to woo. Okay, thank you. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ because on every other Sunday, we celebrate that, absolutely. But this is a day set aside where the culture pays attention to the church. This is when the world pays attention because they're like, hey, it's Easter. Like, they're going to do an Easter egg hunt and we can go. So that's true. We are going to do an Easter egg hunt, but not on Sunday. We're actually going to do it on Friday, Do Good Friday. We're going to do it on Friday downtown at Herkamp Park. And we're asking you, if you'd like to come and to participate. This isn't an Easter egg hunt, though, just for our kids or for other church kids. We are intentionally inviting people that would not be invited to an Easter egg hunt. So we're intentionally reaching out to refugees. We're intentionally reaching out to our unhoused friends and populations. We're intentionally reaching out to foster families. We're intentionally reaching out to people who are underserved. And because we want to do that, this is a way for us to bless and to serve. And we're doing that as a way to partner with Christ because we recognize on Good Friday that Jesus died. And He did the greatest service that anyone has ever done and did the greatest demonstration of love that anybody has ever done because He laid down His life for us. And so there is one way that we can participate. If there is one way that we can participate with Him in that, it's us also serving. And so that's what we're doing. So we're going to do that. So, yeah, there are some logistics and there are some things, but we want to specifically invite people to that so that they can be served and experience a tangible view of the gospel. Because by being served, we give people, especially in this culture, an opportunity to recognize that grace is free to you, but it costs someone very much. It costs Jesus a lot. Okay. The next thing is we want to invite people to Easter. And so we have a couple of things in the back for us today, and we're going to ask everybody to take them, or a few of them. But we have some door hangers, which are super cool. How many of you have kids in your neighborhood? Yeah? A few of us, okay? Or you know somebody who has kids, right? Okay? If not, all of you should raise your hand. I have four of them, so you can raise your hand because you know me. But on the back of these things, we have a cool little coloring sheet, right? So this will greet you about, thank you, this is beautifully done. I didn't do it, but somebody did. And it takes about 3 minutes to color, especially for a three-year-old. It's just going to be scribbles. But it's going to be super cute and fun, unless your three-year-old's better than mine. Anyway, moving forward. So you can color this and bring this back next week. This is a great way to invite someone with kids or whomever, who they just like coloring, to church. Because if they come, they get a goodie bag. And I'm not above bribery. But more importantly, on the other side, we have You're Invited to Easter. And it's really important because you're invited to Easter with impact. This is not an event that we're holding. We're worshiping the Lord Jesus, and we're inviting you to come partner with us and do that. So we want you to take some of these. You can give them out in your neighborhood. Or if you just have some people at work or people in your family or just random people, you can go give them some of these great cards. And on the back, it has more information about that. So what we are doing is we're asking you today as a way of partnering with us, a way of doing the labor, because that verse says those who labor, unless the Lord builds a house, those who labor in vain. It doesn't say the Lord is like excusing you from labor. You got to work. So what we're asking you to do is grab some of these today. They're on the back table by the door, and pass them out. Pass them out in your neighborhood. Pass them out in your dorm room. Pass them around at your office. Just put door hangers on everybody's office door if they have door handles. I don't know what your office looks like. Or take some of these cards. Pass them out to your neighbors, friends, and family, because we want people to know that we are having Easter at Impact, or with Impact. We want them to know that they're invited. We don't want anybody to say on Monday after Easter, nobody invited me to church yesterday, okay? Because that takes you. That takes you to do that. But the reason why we talk about it here is because your work is to help invite, but it's the Lord's work to bring people here, and it's the Lord's work to build his house. So what we're going to do is we're going to spend some intentional time in prayer. And I'm going to ask us, one, to pray specifically for us, that the Lord would fill us up with boldness and the Lord would give us multiple opportunities. Because the thing is if we pray that prayer, then God will do it. Like, that's in line with Scripture. That's what we see all throughout the New Testament. They prayed for more boldness, and what did God do? He gave them opportunities to use it. So we're going to pray, so don't be surprised if you have opportunities. The thing is, you just need to take them. So we're going to pray for that, boldness and opportunities. And then we're going to pray, too, for softened hearts. Softened hearts in our cities. Softened hearts to the people that you are in community with, so that they will be receptive and that they may want to come. Because here's the deal, and I'm just going to speak from the heart for a second. Here's the deal. We don't care about more chairs being filled. In fact, at Impact, we celebrate empty seats, because that tells us two things. That tells us that there are people that still need the gospel, and that there are people being sent out from this church to share the gospel. So we celebrate those. So it's not about having more seats here. It's not about having a number target. What it is we recognize that if we are not inviting people, if we are not actively engaged in that, then we are not fulfilling the Great Commission. Because Jesus tells us to go and make disciples. And one way out of millions of ways we can do that is by just inviting them to church. So we want to invite people because we want to build relationships that lead to ongoing discipleship, that leads to them coming to know the Lord, which leads them to making more disciples, which more groups with more churches. You see, it's a really big deal, but it starts with you and it starts with me. So we're going to take some time and pray. Will you pray with me?
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG, or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.